used to argue about everything, especially about Dad's drinking. My family went from totally crazy to quiet, calm, and even peaceful when Mom started going to Al-Anon family groups. I wanted a better relationship with Dad, so I asked Mom if she would take me to her Al-Anon meetings or to Alateen. I'm sure glad I did. If someone's drinking troubling you, you might be surprised at what you can learn in an Al-Anon or Alateen family group from people just like you. Call 1-888-4-ALANON or go to alanon.org.
You are listening to 88.3 FM WRCT Pittsburgh.
What a beautiful face I have found in this place that is circling all around the sun. What a beautiful dream that could flash on the screen in a blink of an eye and be gone from me. Soft and sweet, let me hold it close and keep it here with me. And one day we will die and our ashes will fly from the aeroplane over the sea. But for now we are young, let us lay in the sun and count every beautiful thing we can see. Love to be in the arms of all I'm keeping here
listening to WRCT Pittsburgh. This is 8 Miles High with Nick and Andy. We're going to be here until, I don't know, around 11.
Yep, that's all true.
We got a fun show today.
That's true.
We also have a number you can call. You can call us and talk to us live on the air. This is not the normal WRCT number. This is our own different phone number. Again, you can call us. You can talk to us live on the air at 412-440-8906. Again, that's 412-440-8906. A third time. I'm going to say it. Write it down. 412-440-8906.
I'm the independent live fact checker for the show tonight, and everything he said has been true.
Thank you.
Except for one item.
Oh, no, what's
that? But I can't clarify. I just have to say that there's one falsehood.
Crap. Okay, that's up to you to figure out what the falsehood was. You can also text us at that number, 412-440-8906. We prefer a phone call.
That's also true.
But if you're really nervous, you don't, you know.
Are you sure?
You're afraid you might say something that you'll regret on the air.
Or your little baby. You're so scared.
You can text us.
You're so scared, aren't you?
But I guess it's sort of... Wait.
Oh, no.
You took the headphones off. This is sort of unprofessional to talk about. But do you hear the...
They weren't working.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Okay.
I ditched the headphones, and that's a fact.
I'm sort of hearing, like, a whooshing noise. And
those swirling winds.
Maybe this is part of the song, and
yeah.
I just forgot it.
Yeah, it's Badamenti's Wall of Wind. Imagine... Okay. Wait, bring up the winds. Imagine living in a world where you feel it's better to hide from the truth than face reality. Where it's easier to bite your tongue than speak your mind. Where you gladly give up your freedom because acting on your own is too scary. And where avoiding conflict, no matter how unpleasant things may be, is easier than embracing change. It's scary, but it's real, and it affects millions of us every year. Because this is what it can feel like to live with an alcoholic. Anger, fear, embarrassment, hopelessness. But there is a way out. We are Al-Anon family groups, and we know what it's like. To locate an Al-Anon or Alateen group in your community, call 888-4-Al-Anon or visit al-anon.alateen.org. To help them, you have to help yourself first.
I thought you were getting all political there at the start of that PSA.
Oh, I was.
Oh.
Everything is political.
Mm.
Even the winds.
WRCT is supported by Row House Cinema. Row House Cinema is a single-screen theater in the historic Lawrenceville neighborhood of Pittsburgh. Each week, they choose a new movie theme ranging from classic, cult, foreign, animation, fantasy, and more. Their concessions feature natural popcorn with real butter, craft beer in the adjoining bottle shop, and vegan options. Row House Cinema is located at 4115 Butler Street in Lawrenceville. For more information, visit their website at rowhousecinema.com or call 412-904-3225. If you're interested in underwriting for WRCT, you can email pr@wrct.org for more information about promotional exchanges and other partnership opportunities.
Something in there was not true. As the independent fact checker, I'm obligated to tell you that.
Really?
Yep.
Damn it.
You might want to check the address on Row House Cinema.
The Last Waltz is playing. Starting Thursday at Row House.
Uh-oh.
And Garth Hudson of the band just passed away.
Oh.
So
now's the time.
Now's your chance to
How'd
see
they
it
know?
On the big screen.
How'd they do that?
Well, yeah, someone should look into
you
this.
You gotta support Row House, y'all. You don't want to be on their bad side.
No.
It's
yeah.
It's,
so the Eras tour was coming up. They're filming the Eras, or they're like screening the Eras tour in a couple months.
Uh huh.
Uh-oh.
It's a balmy 7 degrees here at the WRCT studios. It's 9:10 on January 21st. We have all kinds of great music for you. Huff and puff, look into myself, out cold. Have a drink. Waterloo Sunset. imaginary mirror.
All right, should we just do the music? Should we just play it?
Yeah, it's music time. We did our obligations. Enjoy.
Take control.
listening to?
Right now or before this?
Just in general.
Like, in general, we're listening to all kinds of good music tonight. From D-beat to little electro covers, 60s songs.
So, this is 8 Miles High with Nick and Andy. You're listening to WRCT Pittsburgh, 88.3 FM.
Mm-hmm.
You just heard Yukihiro Takahashi. Before that, Affairs of the Heart with their very interesting cover of Waterloo Sunset. Dana Gillespie with Have a Drink. Alex Chilton with his song Something Deep Inside Me. When did that song come out?
The 1970 Sessions.
Okay.
Is what it's from.
Yeah, I think you described it as like sounding like it was from 1975 and 2025.
Oh, I said 1955.
Oh, 55.
And 2025.
I think that's pretty accurate.
It has super big bopper elements and
totally.
Also like new style modern guitar sounds. And also a simplicity that seems to have found its way back again in 2025.
Before that, local legend Speed Plans, their song Out Cold off of their latest EP, DUI. Gizmos, America First, Kinetic Orbital Strike with Rotten Lies, Yambag, Huff and Puff, Napalm Death with Nazi Punks, Frig Off, Blast with Look Into Myself, Annihilation Time, Imaginary Mirror, and the little background music tonight is from the Twin Peaks soundtrack by Angelo Badalamenti.
Mm-hmm. What about some promotional?
That's a good idea. We should do some of those.
A Course in Miracles. New Age psychobabble, satanic seduction, and everything in between. Frequencies and codes for cultivating inner awareness. Join DJ Mother God for spiritual instruction. Sundays, 5 to 7 p.m. Another wonderful show this past weekend. I heard Cocteau Twins, and then I forget, but there were four songs in a row that were really good, and I said, wow, these are four songs that I would play if I had a little radio show. But I don't play those songs, because she does it first on Sunday.
Join Kevin Amos from 6 a.m. to noon. Wow. Each Sunday for jazz, blues, R&B, funk, soul, reggae, and more. On the Jazz Corner. One-to-one with Kevin Amos. How does this make you feel, Andy?
She's walking towards you. She's coming out of the woods. Oh, no, she's going back. She's descending back into the woods. She's out of sight. And slowly slipping back into the darkness. Dark, gloomy, yes. Yes, just like that. Perfect, Angelo. Yes, Angelo. I can't do his
voice. That was such a specific emotion. Wow.
It's just something I...
It just came to
it's
you?
It's just how I felt when we were making this one.
Wow.
It's about a girl. Just like the Nirvana song.
There's a number you can call. You can talk to us live on the air. You can say anything. You can call in and say anything. Right?
As the independent fact checker, I'm going to have to say no.
Oh, yeah, that's right. You can't say
it. It's how you say it.
Yes. You can't just say anything on the
you
show when you call
express
in.
Express anything, but it's all in how you say it.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
I hear the wind.
That number is 412-440-8906. Again, the number is 412-412. Area code of Pittsburgh. Right on cue. Ruth Ann, can you hear us?
Yeah, I can. Hey.
How's Hello. It going? Long time no speak.
I know. I've been listening, but I don't always call in.
Oh, that's okay.
How does it make you feel? You mean the Twin Peaks song?
Yeah.
That was, that reminds me of like when they find out Laura's dead and I guess the dad calls the mom and her face is just anguish, and the phone drops.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, and I think that's what might be playing at that time, or it seems like that might be what I remember, yeah.
Yeah. Classic scene. I can picture that
Laura!
Right now.
Yeah, that.
And I don't know the actress, the mom, but she's awesome.
Yeah, Sarah, yeah, I think is her character's name.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, that first season just blew me away. The second season, I thought, I don't know, I thought it was getting a little silly or ridiculous.
Yeah.
But then other people thought it wasn't. But, you know, just the thing with that, the old FBI or the former FBI agent and Leo or something, I kind of remember Leo was the abusive husband,
right.
I think.
Yeah, they sort of get intermixed together and in cahoots a little bit.
Yeah, and then, but I mean, the ending, or I don't know, would that have been the ending if the show hadn't been canceled? I don't know. That was pretty creepy. When, before it's revealed that, you know, Cooper is now Bob, something happens, and the woman he's seeing, like, she's a former nun, right? God,
right.
I haven't.
Yep. Yeah, Heather Graham's character.
Yeah, and then
Annie.
I don't know. It's sort of like when the stuff goes down and something happens with him becoming Bob or whatever, and she's on her knees just praying. That's a really wild scene because it's almost like it's not in English what she's saying. Do you remember that part?
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
Yeah, and so it just, that was just like a real powerful scene only because of, like, you know, there's her spirituality trying to, you know, overcome what's going to happen. I don't know. What was her name?
Annie?
I keep saying Annie, that's right, yeah. So, and I would record them on VHS, except one time I was so hungover. I think, like, it was a two-day hangover, possibly. And I just couldn't even get up to find a new VHS tape to put in, so I kind of missed some of the show.
Oh, no.
Like, some of the, I think the second season was 2 hours, possibly, or something, the first one. But, yeah. I don't know. That was such a cool show. When I heard the name, I thought it was going to be about, like, a San Francisco cop show, because there's that Twin Peaks place in San Francisco.
Oh, yeah. Like
that area.
Well,
so.
What's the show? Was it Northern Exposure came out before it, right?
I think so.
Right.
Yeah, but I didn't watch that much or at all. But because there was someone in that was in Twin Peaks?
I think so. Yeah, I think maybe, I don't know, maybe Harry Truman, the sheriff, was in that or something. I just remember, like, because I think that took place in the sort of, in the Pacific Northwest as well. I feel like I've heard people draw comparisons.
Yeah. Yeah, that was, you know, I don't remember everything now, but I guess there was the married couple that kind of didn't like each other much. The Fred Nance, was that his name?
Oh, Jack Nance. And,
Jack.
Yeah.
But when she thought he was dead, she was, like, horrified. Wasn't there a fire or something?
Mm-hmm.
Should have done a quick review before calling you guys. I'll come back. Yeah. And I sat on the couch, and then two cats are here right away. It's kind of funny.
What are your cats' names?
Well, there's Panthers with a Z, of course.
Oh, nice.
There's Rowan. Reggie's the bully cat that beats up on some other cats. There has to be some separation. And I do have Wild.
Oh, your name is Wild.
Yeah, and Little Whirl.
Oh, nice.
That's good.
Then Slick and Ellie. She was already named. She was 9 when I got her. And Fuzz. He's got a lot of hair. So what a great name.
Wait, so is that 7 cats?
Well, there's 9 altogether.
Right.
Who does? Oh, Pi. P-I, Pi. Yeah, he's somewhere. He's affectionate, but he's also kind of goofy because if you try to pick him up, he'll, like, you know, just go flying somewhere and then look at you like, what are you trying to do to me? And they had to, like, trank him to get at the vet. Like, he got away from them and he was, like, climbing up real high in the surgery room. in there, so they had to trank him to get him.
Ruth Ann, before I forget, I was at a little party the other day, and I was going through my friend's like record collection, and I found a compilation from 1980 called Made in Pittsburgh Volume 3. Do you remember this?
Yes.
Yeah. Yeah. And I saw the Rumhounds were on it.
Yeah.
Famously a band that you were in.
Yeah. Yeah, that was cool. It was at the last minute. We're like, oh, we better tell that guy we do have a song to put on there.
That's
wild.
I also saw you're credited for clarinet as well, which I thought was
cool.
Oh,
yeah. I don't know. That was funny because I had a physics of music class. It was like an intro class when I went to school, and the professor wanted me to bring clarinet and play, and I played like some like basic notes. I don't know what people were expecting. But yeah, that was that song was about when our bass player had to get her wisdom teeth out and her body couldn't break down the anesthesia, and so she wasn't like waking up.
Oh,
and
no,
she could
goodness.
Hear people calling her, but she couldn't move or anything. So her and the singer got together and wrote that song. Yeah.
That's
we were friends with the Whereabouts guys too. They're on that one too. They were
oh, yeah.
a good band.
Yeah, I see that. Yeah. The Whereabouts.
And their bass player died last year, just because I don't know what made me think of that. I just thought of all the photos I had of Rick Mellott passing away last year, which was sad. I mean, I hadn't seen him for a long time, but he was the bass player in the band. Yeah, and Al Zabaki's in the one band. The song White Trash, I don't know if you listen to it, it's funny. But
oh, yeah, like yeah. Yeah, it looks like band. Alan is credited as a writer on that.
What's that?
It looks like Al is credited as the writer, Al Zabaki.
Yeah. Yeah, and I can't remember some of the, let's see, Action Time? Was that the song?
I don't have the whole track listing in front of me, but I see, the AMCP was also on there. Me was by the Sputniks was on there.
Oh, okay, yeah.
Maybe next week we could see if it's in the WRCT music library.
Oh, yeah, or I could just borrow it from
my friend.
It
might be.
Yeah.
There were
check
two
there.
Other volumes, but obviously there were two other volumes.
Yeah.
But I don't have them, and I don't know.
They might be here.
Oh.
That wouldn't be...
Yeah,
that would make sense.
They're probably here. It'd be interesting just we could play the whole...
Front
whole
to back.
Side of it or
yeah,
the whole
totally.
Thing. Yeah.
Yeah, that'd be cool.
Yeah, I remember when... I guess the bass player... Or wait a minute. How did he end up in the Bats? Lee ended up with a bunch of those Made in Pittsburghs. Or somebody did, and they were like raffling them off. Little kids are like, hey, I got a record. Oh,
that's cool.
Yeah, I think. I mean, that's kind of like a old memory, and I'm wondering. You know, sometimes when you think of something, and then you're like, wait, did that really happen, or did I just,
Yeah, or did I read that somewhere? Like when GBV were mad and threw copies of their first record against the wall and smashed them, and now they'd be worth, thousands of dollars each. But he was just, like, so frustrated, he just smashed them.
Yeah, which one? Which record was it? Not Forever Since Breakfast.
That's.
I
was thinking that it was maybe that one, but I can't remember. It was just
maybe self-inflicted or something.
Yeah, they were just like stuck with a bunch of copies and couldn't sell them, couldn't give them away, so he was just drunk and smashing them.
Well, one time Kevin Fennell told my sister, "Oh, I used to have dozens of toes." Meaning devil between my toes. But he didn't anymore. I don't know why and what happened, but I'm getting a little behind on the Bob things. A couple more records probably came out last month, right?
There's one new one coming out soon. Last year I think there were only two records. So I don't want to say he's slowing down, but it seems like he's putting more thought into them and just taking his time a little more. Still like two albums a year, though, which is better than most bands.
Yeah, really. I would say Happy New Year, except according to Larry David, it's too late for that.
Yeah.
It's still January.
I didn't have New Year's in February.
Did he, like, he cut off, like, the 9th or something? I forget what the
episode. Something like that, yeah. Yeah, like, within a week or two.
You can't keep saying that.
I got one today, actually.
Really?
Yeah.
You what?
I got a Happy New Year today.
Okay, yeah.
But I didn't say anything. I didn't know the lady that well, you know, but I just said, thanks, you too. You know, it's almost February.
Yeah. And then last time we had this polar vortex was that when they were, GBV recorded Cool Planet? I think that's why they called it that.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
That was the second one after we got back together. The classic, classic lineup.
I think we have a song from that album queued up later on.
Ooh.
Coincidentally. Yeah, yeah. So.
That, I really like that Malibu Sunset.
Oh, Waterloo Sunset?
Yeah, that
was cool. I got real stuck on the original song this summer and just couldn't stop playing it.
That was
cool. I was so nostalgic for, like, 60s London, where I never was there, you know.
Oh yeah, I forgot that we watched Robin Hitchcock do that together. You were like a few rows in front of me. Yeah, that was so cool.
Yeah,
Robin Hitchcock played. He like played in
that's
Pittsburgh.
When I was, like, heavy Sorry, into going. That song.
Mm-hmm.
I get stuck in songs like Swerve Driver. There's this one song from I really like them, and from Future Ruins. It's really good. Because it kind of sounds like a salty salute at the beginning, just slightly, and then this cool guitar parts come in, and then, you know, he's big on a lot of different guitar sounds, and I don't know, then these notes come in, and it reminds me of GBV, but it's also, like, so good. It's a, the Lonely Crowd Fades in the Air. It's a really neat song. Because it's about the first maybe 40 seconds is like all the guitar part till it kicks in. That's real cool.
I heard it was kind of strange, but I heard a while ago, this might not be true, but I'm pretty sure it is, that the band Phoenix of like Listomania and 1901 and all those songs fame, apparently they were like very influenced by Swerve Driver.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, doesn't just seem like real, but I think that's true, yeah.
Huh.
Yeah, I had been listening to a lot of Sebado, and then I opened up a Sebado CD, and there was also a Swerve Driver one in there. I'm like, well, I wonder where the case to this one is. So I had to listen to that a long time until I found the Swerve Driver, the empty case.
I remember I went to see Swerve Driver on that Future Ruins tour. I think they played with Failure. Who does that song, Saturday Savior?
Was that it like Club Cafe?
No, it was at Spirit. It was like a big show.
Oh, man. Wow. I must have seen that. Must have, as I always go to see them. I think we even went to Cleveland to see them, Jen and I. Time. And she's not over here. She's doesn't want to leave the house. My mom kind of had like a bit of an episode last week. It was in the hospital.
So oh,
like,
no. Sorry.
She came home Friday and scooted up the steps like nothing happened, you know.
Oh,
it's
that's
like
good.
That. She broke 5 ribs a couple years ago and was like, you know, a week later, she's like walking around fine, you know, doing laundry. I don't know. So, yeah, Jen said she doesn't want to, you know, leave my brother next door or leave my mom alone. So she was going to come over. And, you know, I usually write. Those guys are on. That's what we call you.
Those guys.
Okay. I can answer sometimes, but I'll get a text that will say, are those guys on?
We'll take it. That's fine. You know.
Yeah.
You guys are our two biggest fans, so
yeah.
You can't be picky if you forget our names or anything.
No, we really don't forget them, but, you know. Oh, that's cool. Well, it's nice talking to you again. I should probably let you go and queue up some GBV from Cool Planet.
Well, I queued up that Swerve Driver song, so we're going to play that next.
The one that I said sounds like Salty Salute.
Yeah, the lonely crowd fades.
In the air.
In the
air,
yes.
That's a pretty long song, but it's cool. I love his voice and just the way his vocals are and just all that guitar layering. And
yeah, I don't know this album very much. I know, like, Mezcal Head, is that what it's called?
Yeah, yeah.
And Rays. Yeah, I know those ones, but I haven't listened to this album.
Yeah, I kind of didn't even know which record it was till I put the CD in, because, like, I didn't, because it read it on my car. Sometimes it'll read the titles, and I'm like, oh, that's the case I'll have to look for now. Future. But, yeah. Okay, well, that's cool if you play that song. I love that song.
Yeah, we got that one up.
Okay, well, nice talking to you guys.
Yeah, you too.
You too.
Thanks for calling in.
Okay, no Happy New Year. No. It's too late, according to Larry David. All right. See you guys.
Bye.
All right. Thanks bye, Ruthann. Calling. Thank you.
Bye.
That was Ruthann.
Ruthann from New Ken.
Top caller and top fan.
Mm-hmm.
Kind of almost rhymes. Ruthann from New Ken. Top caller and top fan.
I like that. We can workshop that.
Yeah, we'll have something better for next week there. You're listening to WRCT Pittsburgh, 88.3 FM. This is the Rock and Roll Hour. This is the Rockin' Hour. I don't know. This is Swerve Driver.